Look up to the night sky, and on most nights, the moon is shining right back at you. Now reverse that perspective. Imagine looking out from the moon to see us here on Earth, some 237,000 or so miles away. Well, Bill Anders had a chance to see us that way. On Christmas Eve 40 years ago, Bill Anders was piloting the command module for the Apollo 8 mission around the moon. Bill Anders, you snapped one of the most influential photographs of our time. Can you tell us about the photo?
Well, Lisa, on our third orbit of the moon, we'd been going backwards and upside down, so we were just looking down at the lunar surface, hadn't seen the Earth for three orbits. And then we rolled over, turned the spacecraft pointing forward, and as we came around the back of the moon, here was this gorgeous sight, the Earth rising up over the battered, stark lunar horizon. It was the only color in the universe, and it was breathtaking.
Did you instantly then pick up the camera as soon as you saw it?
Well, I'd been taking pictures of various features of the lunar surface. We had quite a photographic plan, with no plan whatsoever, surprisingly, to photograph the Earth. And when my crewmates and I saw the Earth coming up, we all grabbed cameras and started clicking away. I happen to have a 70-millimeter Hasselblad camera with color film and a 250-millimeter lens. That camera happened, luckily, to capture the iconic Earthrise picture.
That's for sure. Maybe you can describe the photo for us. We're going to put it on our website, theworld.org, but for those who aren't online, tell us what they would see.
They'll see a beautiful planet. Looked, it was at Christmas time. It reminded me of a fragile Christmas tree ornament. Colorful against not only the infinite, almost black backdrop of space, but contrasted by the rather ugly and unhospitable lunar surface and lunar horizon. And came across to all of us that, ironically, though we had come all this way on man's first trip away from the planet to study the moon, and it was really that we discovered the Earth.
Very interesting. And what was the first geographic aspect of the Earth that you saw that you recognized?
Now that you reminded me, a very prominent feature was a place called the Tongue of the Ocean, the deep among the Bahama banks, brilliant, almost turquoise blue, and that jumped out at us. You couldn't see the so much the geometry of it as you could see the color and recognize it by that.
Well, the Tongue of the Ocean is the answer to our geo quiz. When you said, by the way, the Earth itself as a whole looked kind of like this fragile Christmas tree ornament, tell me more about that.
Well, really, it's very finite. It's very delicate. The atmosphere is but like the skin of an apple. So it looked like a delicate Christmas tree ornament. And yet the most impressive view and recollection I have was not so much the delicacy of the Earth, but how finite it was. One lunar distance, it's about the size of your fist at arm length. That's going nowhere in space. And when one would look from the sun out towards the Earth, you could barely see it. And so it certainly came across to me that the Earth is not the center of things, as Ptolemy thought. It's much more Copernican. It's a kind of a measly little rock out in left field in the solar system. And yet it is our home, and one we need to take care of more than we're doing.
From space, it looks like a pretty small address.
It sure does.
Is there another photograph you've taken since then that you wished were kind of front and center as well?
Well, I do air shows, and there's a great picture of me flying a P-51 Mustang with three Air Force fighters in formation, an F-15, an F-16, and an F-22, and that's sort of my favorite picture, even over the Earthrise.
That's great. Bill Anders, very nice to speak with you.
All right, Lisa, and good luck on your show.
Apollo 8 astronaut Bill Anders took the photograph of Earth rising on Christmas Eve 1968.